Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on this Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I am your host, Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management updates. We kick off with dramatic news in the world of finance. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as ARRA, is being scrutinized by the Australian Greens. Senator Barbara Pocock from South Australia is pushing for greater transparency in regards to APRA's intermittent inquiries into the financial relationships between industry superannuation funds and trade unions. APRA is put to the test, having to account for hard figures like external legal advice costs and internal investigation hours, a result of concerns swirling from previous inquiries by the New South Wales Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg. These inquisitions are expected to shed light on allegations against CFMMEU and claims about the potential compromise of the CBUS fund. This bipartisan probe signifies Australia's growing demand for accountability in financial watchdog bodies. Watch this space. From the boardrooms to the building sites, there's concerning news in the housing market. As interest rates and construction costs go up, the dream of building 1.2 million homes in 5 years appears more mirage than concrete goal. The high price of construction has steered developers towards buying existing homes, resulting in new home approvals hitting a decade low. The Albanese government's target of 240,000 new homes each year seems ever more elusive amidst these skyrocketing costs and labor shortages. Now let's turn our attention to ASX, the Australian Securities Exchange. Investors are feeling optimistic as we edge towards the end of the financial year, with Australian shares reaching a two-week high. The S&P ASX 200 index marked an upswing of 1.36%, while its sibling, the All Ordinaries, followed suit with a 1.28% rise. Major gains were noted in energy stocks, as Brent crude prices near a two-month peak, and banking stocks also saw a positive trend. The Australian dollar flexes its muscle, sitting at 66.69 US cents. On to more positive news, Australia's leading insurance, banking, and finance corporation, Suncorp, is renewing its commitment to economic equity initiatives. It has unveiled its third Reconciliation Action Plan, aiming to strengthen economic opportunities for First Nations community. CEO Steve Johnston expressed the organization's dedication to reconciliation and equity, highlighting the benefits these initiatives hold for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. So, in essence, it's a day of highs and lows in the financial world, but rest assured, we'll keep you updated every step of the way. For more details on these stories and more, visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori for the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, bringing you the news that matters. Stay informed and stay ahead.